Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Acting No Wall, broadcasting from beautiful South Bermondsey. Except no substitutes.
Good evening and welcome back to Achtung Lionesses. It's been a long old time since we brought you one of these with myself as host. I am Ryan Loftus and alongside me as always is Michael Avery. How are you doing, Michael?
Very well, thank you, Ryan. Good evening, listeners. Thank you for tuning in, or good afternoon, listeners, depending on what time you're listening to this. And we hope we get a good show for you today.
Yeah, we should have a good show lined up, a bit of a different one. First of all, just want to kick off and say really well done, Michael, with the last podcast you put out, the mental health one with Kelly and Libby and Alex and Katie. It was a really, really fantastic listen. We've received some really, really good feedback from all the listeners who enjoyed it. Big thanks to the girls who came on and, you know, gave a bit about their stories, and obviously Alex and Katie as well for talking about what is a difficult subject in a testing time. But how was it for you recording that pod? I know a bit nervous about hosting it, but did it with aplomb.
No, thank you. Firstly, thank you very much. And secondly, thank you very much for those who took part. Obviously, from what Nick will tell you and the other guys who do the pod as well, it's all well and good us chatting nonsense from time to time. But a lot of the time, you know, the good content is from your guests. And I thought that was probably one of the best pods that we've done. It was a real, real brave thing for the guys to come on and come on and talk about and say. And I think they did really, really well because they were difficult subjects. And this is a very difficult time we're living at the moment, especially when we recorded that was in tier four. Now we're obviously back in full lockdown and they're talking about tight restrictions. So for those who haven't heard it yet, I'm not just saying this for listening figures, but if you do want to go back into the archive and have a listen, hopefully it can help you out at this moment.
Yeah, definitely strongly recommend anyone to go back and listen to that pod. I know, like I say, we've got a lot of really good feedback from it and it's well worth a listen. You know, if you're just a fan of the men's team, I think the stories that the girls put across as well really encapsulates, you know, the good that football can do, being part of a team, being part of Millwall, and also just having close people in this sort of time. But for this week, we have another, not a strange edition, but another different edition. Obviously, no action on the pitch for the Lionesses at the moment, but we are joined by Alyssa Miranda, who is heading off back to the States soon. Leaving the Lionesses soon, hopefully just temporarily. But Alyssa, good evening, and thanks for coming on. How are you doing? How are you finding this second lockdown?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me. It's upsetting, really. Kind of expecting it to happen, but, you know, it's just got to do what we have to do for everyone to be safe. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big shame, I think, that no football is going on. Michael, if you could just, obviously, for the listeners who don't know necessarily the women's structure and obviously the level that the Lionesses are at, could you just give us a quick overview really of what's happening with football, where it's at, you know, if resuming is on the horizon, and you know what's really happening?
Well, just as a quick brief overview for the listeners, so quite similar to how it is with the men's game, only the sort of speech mark elite leagues can take part. And that's not me saying speech marks be controversial, it's me just saying how it's obviously printed. But at the moment, only the WSL and the Championship are able to take place. They are the obviously professional and semi-professional levels. And I think it's obviously a lot to do with things like the regularity of their testing and obviously COVID measures they can put in place. At the moment, everything below that is currently off. And as we know, there's a bit of controversy at the moment with the Women's FA Cup with Kelly Simmons that we're not going to go into on the show. Maybe that could be for like an X-rated or extra version. But at the moment, everything is currently on hold. But we are in regular discussions with the league, to be fair to the Eastern Region Women's Football League here. We have been in good regular contact with them, and we will be speaking to them in the next few weeks just to see where we are. Obviously, it's all very dependent on things like infection level and things like that. But at the moment, the league is postponed. The tiers postponed. The cups are postponed. And at the moment, we will be looking at having a realistic schedule. That's what the league said. And the date of when we can put things in place. But obviously, it's the way the whole country is.
Yeah, definitely. And Alyssa, how has it been, obviously, as a player? You're with the squad last year as well. How has it been, obviously, from the initial curtailment when the side was going so strong, top of the league, to then get back to football, obviously, started behind closed doors, then allowed fans, then being stopped again, and, you know, where the level you're at, and obviously people's locations, training's been difficult. I know you haven't always been able to train as a team. To then have it once again curtailed with the Lionesses top of the league. How has it been this whole, you know, this whole journey, this whole situation that you've been in? How has it been from your perspective?
It's been a roller coaster, really, just starting off really strong from when I first joined, being top of the league, and then having it to go null and void, which was very disappointing. And then luckily having football to start again. So it was great. It was exciting. All of the girls were ready to get back to it. Had a rough start, especially in preseason, but with a lot of new girls, it's expected. So after a few games, just getting used to everyone, I think our chemistry was picking back up. So everyone was just really excited to be playing again and getting used to each other and actually enjoying playing with each other in training. And then going into lockdown, it just, I don't know, kind of shut everything off, and feel like it kind of ruined the flow of how everyone was feeling and how well we were starting to do. So I don't know, it's just a roller coaster, but I wouldn't have had it any other way. I've enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how has it been in terms of, you know, keeping the closeness of the squad, I guess? I know you're a really tight-knit bunch generally. A lot of new players in this year who were getting to grips with, you know, playing for the Lionesses and hadn't necessarily been at this level before or had just changed clubs. How has it been in terms of communicating with them? Obviously, you've got Katie as well, the new manager. Talk us through kind of, like, I guess, how lockdown affected you on the pitch, your training, how it affected that. And then also, since it's gone into a more strict lockdown, how has that changed again?
Training on the pitch, especially with Katie and Alex, the communication has been really well. And the girls reacted to all the new rules and restrictions very well. We were still able to train as good as we usually do. And then going into the lockdown, I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of hard switching to just having Zoom meetings twice a week, you know, because we're just so used to seeing everyone in person and actually training. But I think we're very lucky to be able to have Katie and Alex running the Zoom meetings just to have everyone talk with each other, have a quick catch up, and just updating us on the news and everything. But
yeah, definitely. And how has it been, obviously, individually since you've gone into this lockdown? Have you been able to, I don't know, train individually, get out and do some runs? I know the squad have been doing a bit of running individually just to keep their motivation levels up. What have you been up to keep your motivation levels up?
Yeah, so we're actually really lucky to have Andy join, who volunteers time to kind of build up a fitness program for us over the next 4 weeks. So twice a week we'll have fitness to do. So like Monday, it could be 3 kilometer run, time your run, and then send your results into the group just so everyone could see your times, kind of just motivate each other, see how everyone's doing with their runs. And then say Wednesday will be a day for sprints or kind of a circuit training workout. So each workout, we still have to like send in a screenshot of our workout and see how everyone does and just kind of motivate each other and push each other to keep fit.
Because that's the thing, Alyssa. I think with this lockdown where people are struggling, rumour has it that you're a bit of a fan of the gym. So obviously, So obviously, it's good having someone like Andy on board to actually, like, obviously keep you doing these strength and motivation classes. But something I was going to sort of touch on as well with the season so far, I hope you won't mind me saying this, is that it's been a little bit hot and cold for certain reasons. Do you think that the lockdown has sort of half caused this to a degree? Because, you know, you sort of get a run together and then the season stops, like Ryan was saying earlier on, it curtails. And then, you know, you get back into the rhythm again and then we have to stop again. Do you think that could have affected performances on the pitch?
Definitely, because it's not just physically and trying to be fit for the matches, and it's mentally as well, because I feel like most of us are, this is what we look forward to at the end of the day, is football and being with each other and getting away from work and all of these other things that are going on outside of football. So this is just kind of our release, and I feel like this is what we needed instead of a lockdown. But
yeah, it's a real tricky one, because like you've used a great example there as your release, because a lot of people even see watching football as their release, let alone playing it. But you know, at the time where it was difficult, how did it feel to be back playing? I know we say how, you know, you obviously feel a bit better because of it, but how did you feel as a person being back on that pitch? And at one time, you know, let's be honest, one time we had fans back.
It was amazing. It's an always amazing feeling to be doing what you love, and especially having people out there supporting you and watching you. And I was just so excited just to be back and seeing everyone in person and just playing, because that's all I wanted to do. So it was amazing. It's a great feeling to be back.
Yeah, definitely. I think over the Christmas period, there was a lot of kind of community work. Obviously, the Lioness has come under the MCT branch. I know you weren't able to do the Santa run because of work commitments, but how has it been for you to be part of that Millwall community? I know we spoke about it last time you were on the show, about obviously coming in from the States and becoming part of the Millwall family when, you know, you wouldn't necessarily expect it. But how has it been to see the girls getting to play quite a key role in a lot of that work that's going on? And, you know, how's that been for you?
I think it's amazing. And shout out to those girls that were able to do the Santa Dash and who have been going to the hospitals and offering their time. It's amazing. Just any help they do, I think it's amazing to be a part of, and I hope they continue to do that throughout the community. And I think it's a great opportunity for Millwall Lioness to show the community that we're always here to support them and just to do what we can.
Brilliant. And obviously, like we say, you're potentially moving on for a little while. Your student visa's up at the end of the month, you said, and going back to the States, hopefully to return to England and hopefully to the Lionesses as well when you do. And hopefully there is a chance for you to be back on the pitch with the girls. But we wanted to maybe touch on some of your highlights and some of your best moments at the Lionesses, obviously a couple of seasons here now. You know, what stands out for you maybe on the pitch, off the pitch, what you've been involved in?
On the pitch, just being a part of this team, to me, it's like they're my second family, to be honest. When I first moved to London, I had no one here besides my partner, but I'm so lucky and grateful to be part of the Millwall Lionesses because, oh, I don't want to cry. they're such a great group of girls, and they're honestly all of my friends, the only friends that I've had since I've moved to London, and I appreciate every single one of them. They're a big part of my experience here in London. I will never forget that. And then off the pitch, oh my God. Alex was always so nice enough to drive me to away games. So we would always do a kind of carpool karaoke and we'll just blast music and sing. And there was this one game where Jeff joined us. And on the way back home, we were just playing our like pop or rap kind of music. And Jeff just had no idea what we were listening to, like no idea. And so then Alex put on some Frank Sinatra and Jeff was just like singing along, like shouting. Oh, it was hilarious. And I got both of them on video.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And for listeners, this Jeff is a former Millwall director and board member. Jeff Burnage was doing carpool karaoke with Alyssa Moran.
I thought he'd be big into the rap scene, Michael, to be honest. It surprises me that he didn't know them.
Well, to be fair, normally he spits some when it's just like us and him when no one's around, you know.
Yeah.
To get some practice. But Alyssa, are those some of the things that you'll be saying when you go back home, you know, like when they say, what was your time like in England? I know obviously you're not going to say it was all about football, but, you know, you say to your family and friends about this club that you played for, people you work with, the players, the podcasts that you've been on?
Oh, yeah. I keep my family posted on everything. So I literally post everything about the podcast or about Millwall on my Facebook because all my family is on Facebook. So they'll see all of that and they're like, oh my God, it's so awesome. We're so proud of you and stuff like that. So, yeah. Also, I mean, about my studies as well, because that was the main reason why I'm here. But I feel like football just encapsulates my whole journey here. So, yeah.
Brilliant. What are your plans when you're back in the States? Obviously, hopefully planning to come back to the UK, but do you have plans to keep playing football there, find a club, or are you just keeping yourself fit and then hopefully returning to England?
Definitely trying to keep myself fit. I know that the gyms in America are open. Crazy. I know they shouldn't be, but planning on doing that. But I don't think I'll be planning on joining a new club just because of thinking about long term, because I do want to come back. But I think usually I'll just play for fun on the side, like whenever I can, maybe like some small sided games and stuff like that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I suppose once you're Millwall, there's not really any other clubs out there that could fit the bill.
Yeah, no, never going back.
I was just going to say, Alyssa, what would you say? You were saying about highlights playing at Millwall. What would you say is your best moments on the field from personal experience? What have you done that's really fun?
I don't know. To me, I think the one moment that sticks out is when it was one of the first games that I started. I mean, didn't have a choice because I think it was against Dunstable in a away game where we literally only had 11 players and they had to put me as right back, and I had never played in that position before in my life, so I had no idea what I was doing. But I think to me, and I think from what I've heard after the game, I think I played pretty well, so I kind of surprised myself. So that's one of the moments that stuck out to me. But then also starting this season as well, another new position at center mid and playing alongside Libby, I think I found my new kind of role and I've really enjoyed it, especially being with Libby. She kind of helped me understand the role and told me where to be and that sort of thing.
Fantastic. How much do you think your, just one's popped into my head really, how much do you think your game has come on really since joining the Lionesses? Obviously you had Colin last year and worked with Katie this year, and obviously say playing alongside the likes of Libby, playing all over different positions. I remember you saying you came kind of as a winger. And moving more centrally now, I guess having a bit more responsibility in the team. I know you're really vocal on the pitch. Whenever anyone watches you, you always have something to say and always encouraging the girls. How have you come on as a player?
I don't know. I think just kind of growing into that position and taking that responsibility and kind of figuring out the best way how to effectively and efficiently help the team and the girls around you and kind of be that playmaker in the middle. I think that kind of escalated my style as a footballer as well. So I think I could carry that on and improve And I like to thank Katie for that position as well, because she's the one who said, you know what, we're just going to throw you in there. I'm like, okay, cool.
That sounds really good that you've kind of developed in that way and had that trust of the manager. It sounds like a good positive experience. How would you like to be remembered at the club? I mean, how do you think the girls will remember you, and how do you hope they would?
Hopefully just like loud, energetic, and funny. I know I spoke to Caitlin last week, because all the girls have realized like it's kind of cutting close to my time leaving, and Caitlin's like, well, now who's gonna motivate us and energize us before the game? Because before the game I'm usually like, come on, let's go, trying to like hype all the girls up. So I hope that's what they'll remember me by.
Well, Michael, I just wanted to touch on you, or touch on one thing from you at the moment. We're speaking in the week, obviously, with the curtailment, not the curtailment, the pause of the season for the women's game. You had an idea based on something that used to happen before, to potentially getting around rescheduling fixtures and actually making sure this campaign is finished, COVID permitting, because we don't really want to see back-to-back curtailments of seasons, do we? Especially when the Lionesses are going strong and looking to get that promotion.
So basically what there was back in the sort of 2016-2017 time, there was a competition called the Spring Series. And what that was because the women's game in the UK wasn't in line with the European game of playing sort of over the winter or in that period, there was a sort of like a little spring tournament between the teams in the WSL and the WSL2, where it was a kind of like a little bit like a round robin tournament where everyone sort of played each other once, and then they sort of done like these little leagues. And it was just to keep the momentum going over before the season started for the 2018 season, just after the time of the Women's World Cup. But what our suggestion was, and I mean, they might have all these ideas, but what would be a possible idea was that we were saying about create this sort of spring series where you'd have to sort of sit down with a lot more clever people than us, but somehow weight the games and sort of pick fixtures out where you would possibly not be able to get in the home and away due to things like travel restrictions or things like that. But you would be able to at least play one game, and then that would actually knock onto everyone else. So even if the games you played were reduced, everyone still played the same amount of games. It could keep you ticking over nicely. And then hopefully by the autumn, when everyone's vaccinated and ready to go, we can start the season again. But what do you think, Alyssa, of our brainwave?
I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't work. I think all of the teams would be willing as well. And I think all the girls would be excited just to get the season going and try to get as many games in as they can.
Yeah, because how much of an effect was it on you last season, when obviously you'd put in so much hard work to get to such a strong position in the league where, you know, for all intents and purposes, you were running away with it and should have been promoted. And obviously from where the Lionesses were, being promoted was the goal as it is now. And you were so on course to be on that rise, and obviously being part of the team and helping the club regrow. How demoralizing or how affecting was it to then have that hard work kind of just washed away?
It's upsetting. It really is. Even though I kind of joined late in the season, I know how hard all of the girls worked, and it's just disappointing that was a decision made for the end of the season. And I'm sure it was for all of the teams, but especially for us, because that's what we've been working for and that's what we deserve. But we're just going to have to work hard and do it all over again.
Yeah, well, hopefully, Alyssa, by the time football is back, so are you. And we can hopefully see you in a Lionesses shirt once again. Thank you a lot for your time this afternoon, this evening. And wish you the best of luck going back to the States. And hopefully you're, like I say, not away for too long and can be back soon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Lovely. And thank you as well, Michael, for coming on and keeping me company. Once again, I'd like to urge listeners to listen to that mental health podcast that Michael put out with Kelly Webster, Libby Stubbs, Alex Russell and Casey Whitmore. A really good listen for these times as well. But thank you, Michael.
No, that's no problem at all. And just to mirror what Ryan said there, Alyssa, as someone who obviously works behind the scenes with the club, you've been a real, real asset to us as a team, as a squad, and just Millwall and the Mill Community Trust. Overall, you know, you're a popular member of the squad. You're always a pleasure to work with, and all the articles and podcasts. You're always helping out. So thank you very much for all the effort you've put in yourself. You will be missed.
Oh, thanks, Michael. Thank you.
Lovely. Well, listeners, we don't know when we'll be back just quite yet, do we, Michael? But if we've got news or updates, hopefully we'll be back with you at some point in the near future. All that's left to say really is keep safe and keep healthy. Stay indoors. Do not go outside. Don't want to risk that, do we, Michael?
No, it's too cold at the moment.
Very too cold. I think that is the main reason you've got to be staying inside with the heating on and a blanket wrapped around you. But yeah, thank you for tuning in to Acton Lionesses. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.